We were going to go on at 7:30, and then we changed it to go on now at 7.
Right, like we normally do, yeah.
Because we had an interview set up.
Right.
With a certain somebody.
Yeah, big rock star. Big rock star interview set up. And it was the kind of thing where we couldn't do it on Twitch for various reasons. So we were going to pre-record it and then show it to you some other time.
Right. Because it's a long story, but we didn't want to put it right up on Twitch. We wanted to save it for something else. We had media companies waiting for this interview.
Right. Because it'll be big.
It was big. So we're not going to say who the rock star is. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say he's had problems in the past.
Which is every rock star on the planet.
But this guy's Scott Weiland level.
Right.
I mean, he's a whole different level of doing substances. And he's known for it. I mean, it's not like he's hiding anything. He's had issues in the past. But for the past year, he's been sober, he says. So he's got a new album out. He put the band back together. They're going on the road, and all day long, the record company couldn't find the guy.
Oh. So, they couldn't find him. Wow.
They couldn't find him. And me working for a record company, I know what it's like.
Right.
Because I worked with Scott Weiland. We lost him for a week one time. Right. We couldn't find him. Nobody could find him. So I was kind of used to it, and I felt bad for the record company guy because he's like, no, we're going to have to postpone it. Then he calls me back and he says, no, it's on for tonight, but the guy is sick.
Right, which is code for high?
The code for we don't know what kind of shape he's in.
Right, okay, right.
So I said, cool, we're on. 20 minutes ago, we get another email. It's not going to happen. Dude is really sick.
He's very sick.
So we're going to have to postpone it for 13 days.
Right. So we will have him on, we think. And who knows? Maybe in 13 days from now, he might get sick again.
How long
again.
Is rehab? Rehab is more than
30 days.
30. Okay. So it's not rehab.
But maybe he just needs a booster. Maybe he just needs like a week, you know, in like a dry dock somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we know substance abuse is hard. I get that. And he's had a lot of it.
Yeah.
He's had a lot going on in his life. So I understand. And I've made that excuse way too many times to radio. So
no, but you know what? I think the reason why it's even harder for specifically rock stars, because the things that trigger their addiction, they're still doing. Like, okay, so the rest of us, if you're addicted and you have, like, let's say you're an alcoholic and you have this group of friends you always go out and get drunk with, the first thing they tell you, whether you go to some kind of rehab or whether you have private therapy, whatever, the first thing they tell you is to stop being in those environments. You can no longer be friends with those people. Mm-hmm. You can't be in these trigger environments that the more time you spend, the more likely it is to end up at the bottom of the bottle or whatever your addiction is. It's hard when you're a rock star, because what are you supposed to do? Stop making music? You can't. That's your career. That's how you feed your family.
Well, making music's the easy part. It's going on the road.
Right.
And he's now going back on the road, you know, starting last week.
But that's where the money is, as you know. The touring is really, when we look at the top list of Fortune magazine or Forbes, where they talk about the top rock stars, the majority of the money they make is from touring. It's not from their music.
You're putting him back in that situation of being on the road, and he's used to doing a show, getting high, doing the next show, getting high again.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, you put him right back into that situation, and this is the first time he's been back on the road in probably 8 years.
Yeah.
So he's sick. So we'll get him in a couple of weeks and we'll find out.
Maybe he's got a little cough, a little cold.
He could. I mean, I always give drug addicts the benefit of the doubt. I do. I mean, I was always with Scott Weiland. No, he's sick. He really doesn't feel good. That's why he didn't show up to this show, is because he's got a little tummy flu. But then we find out, no, he's knee deep in heroin.
Right.
And he died way too early because he couldn't handle it.
Yeah. But that, and I think that's what I'm saying, that a lot of these guys have to go back on tour, and that's where all their triggers are. That's where they're, you know, afterwards they're juiced up, or they're bored, or there's too many people around to party with, whether it's the roadies, whether it's fans, or, you know, whatever. Mm. They get back in that environment again. So I guess I think it's really hard when they're on tour. I love when I hear about big rock stars who have gone cold turkey, and they get off the road, or they get off the stage, and they go right like home to bed, or they go to Denny's for a sandwich, or, you know, something. They change what they do. They don't hang out with the rest of the band. They go somewhere else.
And this guy, he doesn't have anybody in the band that he had back when they were multi-platinum. Everybody's gone.
It's all new people.
He's the only one that's carrying the band's name.
You know who can do that? Adam Levine can do that. Because I couldn't tell you one person in Maroon 5. Like, if I bumped into a guy on the street and he said, I'm in Maroon 5, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you might be. I have no idea.
And this band.
This is one of those bands that it's all about the lead singer, the front man. It's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
And literally anybody else can be behind him.
And he writes all the songs, sings all the songs. He can get away with it. You're not going to sit back and go, oh, that's not the same drummer. No, you don't know that.
Right.
Because they haven't made a video since, you know, 1998.
Yeah.
So you really don't even know what the band sounds like.
So hopefully we'll have more on this from the horse's mouth. Hopefully when he's here on, what is the 28th, we think?
Yes, 28th.
Okay. So hopefully when he's here on the 28th, you will find out who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll hear from him and find out what the heck happened, what he was sick with this week. And, you know, and I will reach out to him. I will reach across the Zoom to him as somebody who is sober for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have some of those experiences. It's, you know, I get it. I understand from many perspectives, not just as somebody who has a PhD, but also somebody who's been there.
Heroin's got to be really good, though. It's got to be just amazing. People just cannot get off of it.
I feel bad for the people that I never did heroin. I never tried heroin. But I'm just saying, for the people that once heroin takes hold of their lives, I think that's, to me, it seems like one of the hardest drugs to try to get off of.
Because you're always chasing that dragon. And I understand that you always want to feel that way again, and you never do. So you always chase it, and it's something you can never. Yeah, some people can kick it, but a lot of people can't.
Yeah. I wonder if writing songs about it is part of the process. I guess we'll have to ask him, you know, really getting in there and writing songs about what his experiences are like.
All these bands now are just sitting at home. They have been for the past 18 months.
Yeah.
Just writing music. And can you imagine in like a year, all the new music that's going to be coming out because they've written so many songs while they're locked behind doors? There's nothing else to
happen.
Do.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. I think about, like, you know, when I was Taylor Swift's age, I was like a bartender. And in a year, I bartended at maybe like three different bars. In a year, she wrote two albums. During COVID this year, I sat around, learned how to bake sourdough bread. She wrote two albums.
They have goals in their life.
Ah.
And drive. They have drive. Yeah. Two things you don't have: drive and goals.
Yeah. What's that like?
I would say you're just waiting for the weekend, but it's always the weekend.
It's always the weekend in my life. That's very true.
What day is today, Cooper?
I don't know. It's a day that ends in Y, because I'm here with you. So I know that it's probably during the week at some point.
Okay. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's either Wednesday or Thursday, I think.
Okay.
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday?
Thursday.
Thursday. You sure?
Thursday. It's Thursday.
I'm
not sure. I wasn't sure.
Today.
But I'm going to go with Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Okay. But it could be Wednesday. It was one of those two.
It could be Wednesday, though. I mean, what's the difference between Wednesday and Thursday for you, really?
No, zero difference, zero. And you know what's so funny is, like, I love all these women that are always talking about how they balance it all, like work and life and their husband and their children. Here's how I balance it all. I don't have either. I have no job and I have no kids. You know how to balance career and kids? Don't have any. There you go. Either. Done. Balanced. Look at me.
Of either. I don't want either of those. I don't want a husband. I don't want kids. I don't want a career. I want none of that.
Did it.
My dog doesn't know what day it is. I don't know what day it is.
Exactly.
I don't watch anything on TV that would let me know what day it is. It's not like it's Wednesday. I have to watch America's Got Talent, because you don't watch anything live.
Nothing live. In fact, I wake up Saturday morning. I'm like, let's catch up on the Housewives. I have no idea what night the Housewives are on. I don't even know which Housewives are on. I go to NBC. I go to the Bravo channel. And whatever comes up as new, I watch it.